Broadcasting Stations.
Now back to Sports Time on Sports 56 and 98.5 FM. Here once again are Brett Norsworthy and Bryant Dacus.
We literally mean down the stretch they come when we talk the Kentucky Derby, and we do it for all the big three Triple Crown races with Dick Girardi. And Dick Girardi, he is a legend, national horse racing reporter and columnist for the Philadelphia Daily News forever. Over 38 years of experience as thoroughbred racing public handicapper and going into the Hall of Fame, will be inducted into the Joe Hirsch Media Roll of Honor at the National Museum of Racing in Saratoga later this year. And we love to get to this point of the year with Dick Girardi. And Dick, how are you doing? I know you're probably a little sad over the 76ers last night.
I wasn't surprised. I've seen it before. It's an annual event. They find a way to get beat in the playoffs. So not a great shock. The tougher team won. But, yeah, thanks for the build-up. Love the Derby. We just had the Oaks finish a couple minutes ago, and looking forward to the Derby 25 hours from now.
And Dick, you can tell by the enthusiasm in your voice how much you love it. And then I always ask this question, the state of thoroughbred racing in the United States.
You know, it's interesting. This is an event-driven sport. The biggest events are bigger than they've ever been. Mm-hmm. But they just spent $200 million to renovate the paddock at Churchill Downs, and it's just an awesome thing. It's actually like a small stadium there where the horses are saddled. The problem is there's just not enough of them. So the day-to-day game, I mean, it's okay, but could it be better? Yes. The big events, the boutique meets like Keeneland and Del Mar and Saratoga, still very special. But, yeah, it's actually two different sports. It's one sport at the highest level, and then it's the day-to-day sport. But, yeah, I mean, look, generally speaking, it's so much different than it used to be because there's so many other gambling options that just didn't exist 20, 30, 40 years ago. There was no sports betting legal. There was no lotteries 50 years ago when horse racing had it all to itself. It's different, but look, it doesn't change my love for it. I still love it, but just understand that it's just way different than it is.
And Dick, you're right about the proliferation. I mean, you can just throw a rock now and bet legally.
Mm-hmm. Correct, on anything. And horse racing was first, although I don't think the powers that be did a great job with it, that you could bet on your phone, you could bet on a computer, you could bet online. But now, of course, everybody can do it. And sports is so much easier for younger people, right? You have two teams, you win and you lose, you have these prop bets, it's simple. Horse racing is a little more complex, you really got to think it through, there's a lot of work involved, it's a huge risk-reward game. I mean, for those of us who have been doing it for years, just the idea, the chance to cash a big bet, the chance to be right in a big race, is huge, but we just got to find a way to get the younger people interested in the game.
It is a great rush. And Dick, growing up, and even now still living in Arkansas forever, the kind of the local, you know, the local town book that, you know, book football and basketball and baseball, that was all fine with the authorities. Whatever you do, don't book horse racing, because they wanted people going to Oakland for that.
Exactly. That's exactly right. And Oakland Park's a great example of how popular the sport can be in a certain community. It's obviously a huge deal in the whole state. The Arkansas Derby is giant. Again, there's just not enough of the racetracks that are seasonal like Oaklawn Park. There's so many that are running year-round now. And look, it's a business, and I get it, and people want to find a way to make some money. They're in it. The owners certainly deserve that. But, yeah, and it's fun. But Derby itself is bigger. It's hard to believe. I mean, this is 150 years.
Yeah.
It started 10 years after the Civil War ended. I mean, that's
incredible.
How long it's been around, right? So,
and
this is year number 150, and it's bigger than it's ever been, which is kind of an astonishing thing to say, but it really is.
Dick, I told our guys before we had you on, and I mean this. In the day, I think you were one of the great college basketball writers ever. All the places you've been, and you hear so many people say it around the Masters, the cathedrals of American sport, Augusta National, the Rose Bowl Stadium, Fog Allen, Cameron Indoor, people always say Churchill Downs, don't they?
Yeah, it's right up there. And it's interesting you mentioned those other ones. I've been to all of them. I've been to Fog Allen. I've been to Cameron.
Assembly Hall.
Yeah, I've been to the Rose Bowl. I will tell you my favorite.
You got your mail at the Palestra, didn't you?
Oh, man.
I did indeed. My favorite on-campus arena, not the Palestra, is Allen Fieldhouse at the University of Kansas. If anybody gets a chance to go there, it's awesome. But, yeah, Churchill Derby weekend, there's really nothing that can possibly rival it in the sport. If you said what's my favorite racetrack, I would say Del Mar, north of San Diego. It's just such an awesome place to be. But, yeah, Churchill Derby weekend, nothing like it.
Dick, what is the what's the feeling around the Derby this year? What are the conversations around the Derby this year after what happened last year with all of the 12 deaths to the horses? I know there have been some changes. They're addressing it going into this year. But has that been a conversation in these days leading up to the 150th running of it?
I think people are not talking about it because they're hoping they don't have to deal with it. And the good news is we haven't had to deal with it. There hasn't been any issues this year after we had that cluster last year. And look, everybody's holding their breath because it does happen in the sport. You can't hide from it. It's just the reality of it. Sure. But yeah, they did a lot. They did a lot of changes at Churchill. The protocols are different. And each year they have more equipment that can test these horses pre-race, and they did a great job with all the veterinarians. They did all that today. There's no scratches. The 20 horses are all in the race as of today. Now, could something happen overnight? Yeah, it could, but as of right now, the 20 that were in yesterday are still in today.
The minutes leading up to the horses going off tomorrow, is it the best moment in sports for you?
It's right there. Yeah, I mean, it's just because – you know, it's kind of like a heavyweight fight used to be, right, when that was such a big deal for us growing up. I mean, it's not anymore. I don't even know who the heavyweight champion is anymore.
I don't know the divisions now. I don't know the alphabet soup.
Exactly. So, you know, it's kind of like that, in that the buildup, which might take in a boxing match like that 6 months to a year, it's similar here because these horses only get one chance at it. They only get the shot when they're three-year-olds. It's like, well, hey, you were lost this year. You get to come back. Now, this isn't like sports, where you lose game seven and you get an opportunity the following year. So, yeah, the buildup, that's what I loved about it, was the whole week. I would usually get there on Tuesday, out the track on Wednesday morning, and just the anticipation of what it was going to be like, and then it's all over in 2 minutes. It's kind of a wild deal.
It is, and tomorrow we all stop and we all watch and we all enjoy. Dick, we really want you back in 2 weeks to talk the Preakness, but I've already hit you with the state of racing. Brian asked you about the death of horses, and I got one more tough topic that we actually get to picking horses for tomorrow. Bob Baffert, is he held to a standard that nobody else around the sport is?
I think that's a really good question. I think the answer is clearly yes.
He mistreated?
I think so, by Churchill Downs, yeah. I think it's just wrong what they're doing. They're making him out to be Lance Armstrong, and that's just incorrect. So for the people that don't remember, 2 years ago, 3 years ago now, Medina Spirit finished first in the Derby. He was eventually disqualified because he had a medication that's not legal to have on race day. Wasn't a performance enhancer, not even close to it. It was basically like an anti-inflammatory, but the rules are the rules. So that's fine. So he got disqualified. The horse did. And then Baffert got a 90-day suspension by the Kentucky Horse Racing Commission. Also not awful, given that he'd had some similar violations in previous years. But then Churchill tacked on a 2-year ban where he couldn't run at any of their racetracks. And I thought that was way too much. I thought it was crazy. But everybody thought the ban was over as of last year. And then in July, they said, you know what, it isn't over. He can't run this year either. So, yeah, I just think it's overkill. I don't get it. I don't understand why this is happening. Unfortunately, there's nobody in the sport. There's no commissioner to say, hey, you can't do this. Because each individual track gets to decide what happens at their racetrack. Mm-hmm. Churchill's decided they don't want Baffert horses, so you know they're missing out on the Arkansas Derby winner, and I think people are missing out on one of the great trainers in the history of the game. And I think he served whatever you think of what they did. I mean, he's already served it. I mean, are you continuing to do this? I mean, after you get out of jail, do you got to go back to jail again? I don't get it.
Yeah, it looks like to me, it looks like they killed a mosquito with a nuclear warhead.
Yep, I'm with you.
And very, very limited. I guarantee you, I know you know him much better. Very, very, very limited encounters with him at Radio Row at Super Bowls. He would do anything for anybody. He gave every show on Radio Row all the time they wanted. He was great to us.
Yeah, look, I've known Bob for quarter century, really, since he came on the Triple Crown scene in the late 90s and started winning. And I've always had a good relationship with him. He's been easy to deal with for me. But look, if he had done something heinous and there had been some horrible drug that was in his horse's system that made it so he was, and his performance was enhanced, I'd be the first one to say, you know what, get him out of here. Mm-hmm. But that's not what happened. And unfortunately, all the public sees is Derby winner disqualified for drug violation, right? They don't see the rest of it.
They just see the headline.
Yeah, and Churchill, unfortunately, hasn't helped. And the sport itself, since there's nobody really running it, there's nobody to say, hey, this is wrong. What are you doing? My analogy is it'd be like Adam Silver saying, you know what, LeBron, you're gone. You're out. It's the biggest name in the sport. What are we doing here? It just doesn't make any sense.
Yeah. Well, Dick, I've heard a lot of people throughout this week on different shows on this station that are giving their picks for the Kentucky Derby. A lot of them will give some picks and then they'll say, but if it's raining, if the weather's a big issue on Saturday, I like this horse instead, yada, yada, yada. What does the forecast look like for tomorrow? How much will weather play a factor in the Kentucky Derby?
Yeah, it's been a wet track all day today. It rained overnight and early in the morning. My understanding, the latest I saw, is that we should be okay tomorrow, and there's enough time they can make this track overnight. They can make it fast. Maybe there's some rain, but I don't think it's going to be like tomorrow. So hopefully, you know, we got a little more than 24 hours to get a fast track for the Derby. I suspect that's what we're going to have, and I sure hope it is.
I love that. Fierceness is the heavy favorite going into tomorrow. What should we know about this horse, and what do you think of her chances tomorrow?
So Fierceness is the favorite and should be the favorite. If he runs one of his three good races, he's run five times, three races really good, two not good at all. If he runs any of the good ones, nobody can beat him. He's too fast. The numbers, all the data suggest that. So then you got envision what's the circumstance that gets him beat. Probably a bad start gets him beat where he's not in a comfortable position. I don't see that. I think he's going to get a good start. I like his post. I like where he is outside. I can see him in the top two or three going into the first turn. And if that's the case, I think they're all running for second. He's just way, way too fast for this group of horses. On the numbers, all the buyer figures, and I've been part of the buyer figure team for three decades. You know, I believe in him. They've proven to be the truth over time. And Fierceness just has numbers that the rest of the field simply does not have.
Just over time, it's the Bible of the sport.
It is, and it's not just because I work with Andy, but it's one of the reasons I got into the game. He's my mentor when I first got into it, and he's been a friend ever since, and to be part of his group is great. But, yeah, Fierceness numbers just jump off the page. I understand where there are people saying, hey, we're going to try to beat him because of his two bad races. I mean, I get all that. So you just got to think to yourself, what is going to happen in this race? And I think he's going to get a great spot early, and I think he's going to come out of the first turn. And if he gets in front at any stage of the race without having to run too hard to get there, again, I think he's going to win. Not only Gusto, I think he's going to win. I don't think it'll be particularly close.
Wow.
And one of my favorite prop bets at Bet Online, and I love this one, is margin of victory. It's over-under, straight-out over-under bet, a length and a half. I love the over because, I think Fierceness is going to win, and, B, I think he's going to win by a lot. But the good news is, even if he doesn't win, you still have the rest of the field at over a length and a half. So any horse wins by over a length and a half. You take the over on the winning margin, you cash.
Before we get all your picks, I know Andrew Bowery, I know forever at the Washington Post. Was he ever at the Washington Star?
He was. That's where he was originally in Washington before the Post hired him. Yeah, he was
and,
a late
and it was afternoon old, paper, right?
That's correct. The old Washington Evening Star, and then the Post hired him away, and the rest is history.
And he is something. All right, win, place, show, and fourth place for all of our bettors.
17, Fierceness to win. I'm really tight on second between Honor Marie, the 7, and the 2, Sierra Leone. Now, if you're saying 17-2, you're saying, you know, those are the two favorites. But the good news is, because this is a 20-horse field, that X-Factor could pay $40 or $50. So let's go 17-2, 7-3, Mystic Dan for Kenny McPeak. Kenny McPeak just won the Kentucky Oaks with Torpedo Anna, so maybe he's going to have a big weekend.
I like it. I like it. There's some really, really good picks. It's going to be fun tomorrow watching the Kentucky Derby. One of my favorite things in the spring. You just kind of stop whatever you're doing and flip on the TV and make sure you're watching the Kentucky
Derby. And we'll have somebody in 2 weeks
that's
we'll be talking about can win a Triple Crown.
Yeah, that's absolutely right. Well, Dick, as always, thanks so much for joining us, and let's do this again soon.
Sounds good. We'll talk to you in a couple weeks, guys.
Thank you very much. Dick Girardi, and he is really good.
Oh, man. That is incredible stuff he was giving us on Fierceness. It sounds like it's his race to lose. Holy cow. I did not see that coming.
All right. Johnny.
Yeah, I was about to say, on that note,
we waited on
our picks. Johnny, kick us off.
Win, play, show. Fourth.
Okay, for fourth?
Win, play, show, and fourth, yeah.
Okay, my win is Furiousness, and my show is Society Man, and my fourth is Epic Ride.
We got to have a place. We got to have a win, play, show. One, two, three, four. Who's your second one?
I have the Stronghold.
Okay.
Like that.
And show?
I have Grand Mo the First.
And fourth?
I have Society Man. No, wait. I have Epic Ride.
Okay. I like that, too.
I like that.
Brian?
Win for me, Sierra Leone. Place, Epic Ride.
I like
show,
it.
Show, Just Steal. And then I don't like this now, but my fourth place is Fierceness.
Boy, Johnny likes Fierceness.
He does. Yeah, I like him.
Dick Girardi, yeah.
Did Bruce, if Bruce had it in there, too, had it as a show.
Yep.
All right, I'm going to go the one horse out of the one stall.
Right.
Dornick, Luis Saez in the irons. No, the place, Mystic Dan.
Okay.
The three, show, the 21 horse out of 20 horses. Epic Ride. And fourth, number 11, Forever Young. So I'm going to go 1-3-11-21.
I like it. I like it. But we got some other picks to make as well. Showboat Bankroll. What are we playing off of?
13.5.
Oh, jeez. Johnny, start us off. Oh, man.
I got the Memphis Showboats for
$30. $30. $30 Showboats. Okay, Brian?
Oh, man. I've been betting Showboats, so maybe we'll go against the grain and force them to win one because obviously my picks have not been doing well. I'll go. I will go with Birmingham for $20.
Birmingham for $20. I'm going to go, and I am up, 12.50, 4-1 for the year. You guys both are 2-3. Bryant's up 1,000. Johnny's up 885. I'm going 150 on Birmingham, laying the 13.5.
Well, just end it this weekend is what you're trying to do.
Or extend it.
Or extend
one
it,
or the
I
other.
Guess so.
NBA, we've got to pick – what round?
Nuggets and Timberwolves. That's the only series
I'm
starting
going
this
Denver.
Weekend. I'm also going
if
Denver.
If I lose, I'm going to lose with Denver.
Sure.
Yeah, me too. I'm going with Denver
wow.
as well.
I did not see a group lock for that.
I did because it's a safe
it's,
thing.
Yeah,
it's safe.
Safe.
Very
choice.
Safe.
Hockey, we got to pick Carolina and the Rangers.
Yep.
Give me Rangers.
Give me Rangers.
Give me Rangers.
Wow.
Group lock.
How that about
quick.
That? That was easy.
We talked about the building manager at Crypto.
Uh-huh.
Building manager at Madison Square Garden.
Ooh,
good month
of
May.
A lot of work to do. A lot going on.
Really good month. They want to be busy. So group lock hockey, group lock
like
NBA.
It.
We got all the horses in there, don't we?
Yeah, we got
yeah,
it.
Yeah, man.
It's going to be a busy weekend, but I'm ready for
if
it.
If you're having a Kentucky Derby party tomorrow, and a lot of people are, let Jason's Deli do all the work for you. Step aside, they step in, and they take care of everything. Whether the group is 5 or 5,000, they have you covered, dining in, to go, or delivery. Wholesome food forever. It's a family thing at Jason's Deli. With those 200 Memphis area associates all working so hard at all these great locations, one very close to you at Ridgeway Road, really close to us. We're going next Tuesday, Johnny. One over by the University of Memphis at Poplar and Highland, down in Olive Branch, out in Cordova, and all those great salads off the menu, like the Mesa Chicken Salad, the Big Chef Salad, the Taco Salad, the Chicken Caesar Salad. You want salads in every location. That great salad bar, over 30 items to choose from for you to prepare it however you would like. Plenty of organic food to choose from, healthy. First franchise in the nation to be trans fat free. It's all about choice at Jason's Deli. It's clean. It's good for you. It's a family setting, and you will be delighted at all these Jason's Deli locations in our area. Again, catering anytime, anywhere. and complimentary free ice cream in all these locations. On Ridgeway Road, Olive Branch, Cordova, Poplar and Highland, free ice cream, and we're getting into ice cream time of year. Check them out online as well at jasonsdeli.com.
This is pretty cool, and we're just getting started, so...
You are looking live. In your life, have you seen anything like that?
Goodbye. Hello, Haskins.
It's obviously crunch time.
Hammer, nail, coffin. This baby is over.
The Double Steak Grilled Cheese Burrito. So good. Double the steak with nacho cheese sauce, seasoned rice, red strips, sour cream, and the three cheese blend wrapped inside a warm flour tortilla. With even more three cheese blend grilled on the top. The Double Steak Grilled Cheese Burrito, it hits the spot now at Taco Bell. And at Taco Bell, when they say they are feeding people's lives with unexpected good, they mean it. Bowl food you can't get anywhere else.
Well, I mentioned it with Greg Gaston yesterday when he joined us. I asked him, do you think Penny Hardaway and his staff are having any visitors that we just don't know about, any guys that have been around the campus that just maybe hadn't become public? And then late last night, about 11:30 or so, we get the news that SMU transfer Tyreek Smith has committed to the Tigers. I really like this pickup. This is a guy that started his career at Texas Tech, redshirted year, played a year there, played 2 years at Oklahoma State before spending last season at SMU. Now he'll join Memphis with 1 year of eligibility left. 6'8", 225-pound forward, averaged about 8 points a game, 5 rebounds per game, but get this, 1.7 blocks per game, 1 steal per game, and 2.4 offensive rebounds per game. This is a guy that does a lot of his work right around the baskets, getting putbacks, getting rebounds. I think this is a need that the Tigers needed, a kind of a depth big that's going to go out there and really do the dirty work. Nobody wants to grab the offensive rebounds. Nobody wants to be in there banging down low. This guy likes to do it. They used him a lot in the pick and roll last year at SMU. I think he'll be used a lot there here at Memphis. So it's kind of an under-the-radar pickup for the Tigers, but I really like it. And last year, on the road, and when the Tigers were on the road against SMU, 2 blocks and 4 steals for him against the Tigers. So he definitely brings it on the defensive end.
Team really starting to come together, and you're right. It was an ad nobody saw coming. What I learned, Patrick Beverly really seems like a neat kind of guy, doesn't he?
Yeah.
No, that was bad last night. And why didn't fellow journalists around the reporter defend the reporter? I thought very disrespectful not to rally around that reporter. Everyone should have walked away and stayed away from Patrick Beverly. Now, he did the apology tour today, and she was classy in that.
Sure.
No, very classy in that.
Was. Yeah.
And in the way it should be. Because you also know nerves can be raw right after a loss, but that was a bad look for him.
It was a really bad look. I mentioned it earlier. It was a weird night for him all around, including that loss. What I could have done without today, Odell Beckham Jr. agrees to a 1-year contract with the Miami Dolphins. And, you know, I really like
how
Odell.
Much left?
Exactly. That's why I could have done without it, because how much is left in that tank? We've seen since him returning from that injury, he just hasn't looked the same. I like Odell.
Injury in the Super Bowl.
Yeah. And it's,
he might have been MVP if he had stayed upright.
You're right.
That's a great point,
Brett. He was really good in that game. And so I just don't know how much is left of him. If he can go out there and produce, this is a big pickup for the Dolphins.
It is. I could have done without all the excuses for Joel Embiid. Now, I do recognize that he was injured. Mm-hmm. But in his career, he's won nothing. And it's not even his team anymore now. It has been handed over to the next guy. And that's going to be Maxey and now Doc Rivers. And the legion of his defenders will say Milwaukee was hurt. Mm-hmm. They were. And I knew it would give him cover. Mm-hmm. But they did Adrian Griffin dirty, and they got to pay.
Yeah.
Karma's real.
Mm, it sure is. Where are you beaming this weekend?
Beam me to Game 6 in Big D tonight at the American Airlines Center. Mavs and Clippers. Dallas 8-10 all time against the Clippers in the playoffs.
Beam me to Nash Vegas tonight for game 6 tonight, Vancouver and the Predators. I'll pass on the beer out of
I'll eat fried catfish. Yes, I'm not touching no big old fish.
No. Do not pour your beer down a catfish and look at me with it.
I don't want a beer or a catfish.
No, I don't want either. And definitely don't want them together. But it should be a fun game. This really has been a series that Nashville has looked good in. They've played well, but they've missed a lot of opportunities here and there. But now back at home, I think it's going to be a rocking environment. I'm excited to see it on television.
All the NBA this weekend, all weekend. The games tonight, Showboats tomorrow. I'm looking forward to going to that. Baseball all weekend. I mentioned the 1970 rematch of the Reds. They're hosting the Orioles. I don't think that'll be this year's World Series. Orioles may get in it, but I don't think the Reds will. Milwaukee at Wrigley, Braves at Dodgers, and Connor versus Bryant at the Dacus household.
The battle of the Dacus brothers this weekend in Major League Baseball.
Something's got to give.
It usually gets ugly. It could get ugly this weekend, but we will have to see.
Connor oblivious we're talking about.
He has no idea we're talking about. There he goes.
He recognizes it.
Yeah, he sees it.
He's
now.
He's here to run Ole Miss.
But it should be a good weekend. Like you mentioned, Brett, Ole Miss baseball coming up next. They're on the road this weekend against Auburn. So we're out a little bit early today. Pre-game show. Going to started here in just a couple of minutes. First pitch set for 6 o'clock. But enjoy your weekend. Lot to watch, lot to keep an eye on in the sports world, and we'll be back to talk all about it Monday afternoon.